Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 23, Instilling Obedience. 1. In order that the peoples may become accustomed to obedience, it is necessary to frequently impose lessons of humility, and therefore, we need to reduce the production of luxury items. By doing this, we shall improve morals, which have been depreciated by the emulation of luxurious lifestyles. We shall resurrect small business production, which will require placing a landmine under the private capital of large manufacturers. This is also necessary for the reason that large manufacturers often move, although not always deliberately, the thoughts of the masses in directions against the government. A society of small business masters knows nothing of unemployment, and this binds them closely with existing order, and consequently, with the firmness of authority. For us, its role will have been played out, and hence will no longer be useful, once authority is transferred into our hands. Drunkenness also will be prohibited by law, and punishable as a crime against the humanness of man, who is turned into a brute under the influence of alcohol. 2. Subjects, I repeat once more, give blind obedience only to authority figures that are strong and absolutely independent of them, because they feel that these figures are a defense against social evils. Why would they want a king with an angelic spirit? What they need to see in him is the personification of force and power. 3. The existing rulers are currently dragging out their existence among societies, demoralized by us. Those societies have denied even the authority of God, who now feeds the fire of anarchy on all sides. The Supreme Lord, who will replace all those rulers, must first proceed to quench this all-devouring flame. Therefore, he will be obliged to kill off those existing societies, even though he should need to drench them with the blood of his own people, so that he may resurrect them again, in the form of regularly organized troops, fighting conscientiously against every kind of infection that may cover the body of the state with sores. 4. This chosen one of God is chosen from above to demolish the senseless goy forces, which are moved by instinct and not reason, by brutishness and humanness. These goy forces now triumph in manifestations of robbery, in every kind of violence, under the guise of principles of freedom and rights. They have overthrown all forms of social order, to erect themselves on the ruins of the throne of the King of the Jews. But their part will have been played out, from the moment our king enters into his kingdom. Then it will be necessary to sweep them away from his path, and there must be no trace of them left on it. 5. Then will it be possible for us to say to the peoples of the world, give thanks to God and bow on your knee before our king, who bears on his front the seal of the predestination of man. God himself has led his star, such that none other but him might free us from all the above-mentioned forces and evils.